Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with ACGC students Tommy Bates and Melina Rummelhart and director Kelsey Moran about their fall play, Peter and the Starcatcher.
What is the plot of Peter and the Starcatcher, and how does it connect with a certain popular storybook?
So it's basically a prequel before Peter Pan. So it tells how all those things happen in Peter Pan, how Neverland comes to be, how the crocodile ticks in the movie, and all those little quirky things that Peter Pan has. It's a really fun storyline, and it's in a hilarious show.
Mm-hmm. And I know the play is based off of a book. Without giving too much away, how does the story, the play, start off with the Peter character and all that?
So there's two ships, the Neverland and the Wasp, and then Molly Astor is on the Neverland because her father has to go on a secret mission for the Queen of England, and he's on the other ship, the Wasp, but Molly is on the Neverland so she can stay safe, and that's where it starts off, and all the characters are introduced like throughout the show.
Your character's name, of course, is Peter. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about your character as Peter.
So pretty much in the beginning, Peter doesn't have a name, and he's just this sad little angry boy. He's mad at the world. And throughout the show, he really comes out of his shell and becomes the character that everyone knows as Peter Pan. Yeah.
And for you, Melina, who is your character of Molly Astor, and how does she relate to the story of Peter Pan?
She really brings Peter along and really gives him the characteristics as everybody knows as Peter Pan. So she is a really strong-willed girl who just knows everything and wants to be just like her father, and she is quite brilliant in that way, as they've made her, and is one of Peter's best friends in the show and throughout it.
Peter and the Starcatcher is a pretty recent play that's come out in more modern recent years. How has it been for the cast of students? What have you liked about doing this kind of newer play?
We're such a great group because we're flexible and we can pretty much play any part that's thrown at us. And it's really cool to see how each person has interpreted the part, because other than Peter, no one really knows anything about these characters. So it's cool to see how they've been brought to life.
And yourself, how has the process building up to opening night been?
It's been a little stressful, but we're really pulling it off, and we're really getting into our characters with all the costumes and just creating that new life of Peter and the Starcatcher.
And you said it's funny. Would you consider the play to be mostly a comedy, or does it have any dramatic elements to it?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of a bit of both. There are really humorous jokes in it, but there's also a really good storyline that goes with it.
For those who are fans of Peter Pan, what do you think they will take away from this sort of prequel of a show? Do you think they'll enjoy it as well?
I think the people who are big fans of Peter Pan will really enjoy it because, like she said, you learn a lot of things about this story, like why Captain Hook doesn't have a hand, why the crocodile ticks, and you just learn a lot about Peter in the show, which is really cool.
And why would you encourage the ACGC community to come out and see the production this weekend?
I would encourage them to come out because all these people that they've known for so long have like completely morphed into a different character, and it's so cool to watch how everyone has just grown into these really awesome parts.
And what would you say is your favorite moment or favorite scene of the play?
I think the very last scene, because there's humor, there's anger, there's sadness. It's just a roller coaster of emotions, and you get closure on it. Really ties up the story really well, and that's really cool to see how it plays out.
How does it feel to have the lead in a play your freshman year?
It's really awesome because everyone around me is so talented, and there are only four freshmen in the show, I think, and so I look up to everyone really highly, and it's really cool to be a part of that group.
And how does it feel for you, Melina, being in your senior year, wrapping up your high school theater career?
Yeah, I haven't really had a big part before, so this is a very fun experience for me. I love being around everybody. They're just so amazing, and I couldn't have done it without them.
When are the performances for Peter and the Starcatcher?
November 10th at 7 o'clock, that's a Saturday night, and November 11th, which is also Veterans Day, at 2 o'clock. And tickets are $5 at the door, $5 for everyone. So mark your calendars, November 10th, November 11th, 7 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. You will not want to miss this show.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with ACGC students Tommy Bates and Melina Rummelhart and director Kelsey Moran about their fall play, Peter and the Starcatcher. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and more information on the play on our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com.